Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. It's a Wednesday. It's the Radio Northwest Network, and it's just about summertime, which means we are right around the corner from what always happens in the Northwest, at least in the last few decades, and that is hundreds of thousands of acres of forests, almost all of them owned by the public, meaning federal forest, BLM land, Forest Service land, and all the rest of that, are going to burn up. And that means that you're going to put a lot of carbon dioxide in the air, if you're worried about that. And it also means that a lot of value in those forests is going to be lost because it's going to burn. And it doesn't have to be that way. And yet we're also right around the corner from every TV news outfit and daily dead fish wrapper, like the Seattle Times and the Portland Oregonian, Oregon Live, are going to tell us. And all of this is being driven by global warming, and it's mankind's fault for making it happen. So, with those kind of that kind of nonsense going on, I thought we'd check in with our friend Dr. Bob Zybak, who is not just a forest scientist for decades, president of Northwest Maps Company, the author of the brand new The Elliott, an anthology, which you can find online, and we'll post the link on my website. Dr. Zybak, welcome back.
Thanks, Lars. Good to be back.
Let me start with something general. Is the climate change the driving force behind the predicted wildfires that usually average about 500,000 acres in Oregon and 500,000 acres in Washington burned every year?
The problem is the climate hasn't changed here in centuries. The fire season is about the same now as it's been for hundreds of years.
So it's not the climate, and it's not big changes or droughts. It is, in fact, something else. And you've suggested there is an answer to this. And if I'm not wrong, you've suggested that it's managing the forest, which means doing a certain amount of logging, cut the trees down, clear the land, burn up the slash, and plant more, right?
That worked for 40 or 50 years. Certainly, that's the problem. When the federal government started putting out spotted owl reserves and wilderness areas and roadless areas, people like myself and others, Chad Oliver at University of Washington is a good example, 30 years ago said you're going to have catastrophic wildfires if this happens. And also the rural communities that have been processing wood products for paper and building materials and furniture and firewood are going to be in serious financial problems. We're going to have wildfires, and we're going to have widespread rural unemployment. And our predictions were accurate, and they've been consistent for 30 years.
Just so that people understand how dramatic a change it was, would you mind outlining, and I always get the dates, the exact dates wrong, but it was about 1953 to about 1987 or so, about 35 years. What happened in the Northwest Forest during those 35 years when it comes to fire?
You have the years right. We had one fire in excess of 10,000 acres, the Oxbow, in 1966 at the mouth of Smith River. It was about 40,000 acres. Then in 87, we had the Silver Complex in Western Oregon, and that was 180,000 acres or 90,000 acres or something. And at that time, myself and others said, if we don't keep actively managing our land, as they've done since World War II, and there's been no wildfires, and lots of jobs and new parks and new schools, we're going to have catastrophic wildfires again, just as we did in the 1930s. Our predictions came true, but the government funded the people that were selling global warming fear. I'll just put it that way. And it's taken over to where that's the excuse now. These people were wrong in their predictions. We don't have old growth. We don't have flocks of spotted owls. And we have these wildfires. And so they're making excuses for their poor experiments, let's say, in managing land.
If they went back to the forest and said, okay, we goofed, we had a third of a century and then some with no fires to speak of at all, now we have a regular routine of 500,000 acres in Oregon, 500,000 in Washington, 1 million acres a year on average, and on a bad year, 1 million acres in Oregon and 1 million acres in Washington State. If we went back and said, we're going to start logging out of the forest, couldn't we cut a tremendous amount, even billions of board feet of timber, and replant it and literally never run out?
That's exactly right. We were doing that for a lot of years. I would say that we would design it differently than we did before. Our reforestation strategies would be different because they were coming out of the Depression and World War II. So the main thing was to create jobs and to create wood fiber. Now we're interested in cultural landscapes and wildlife habitat, but a plantation isn't that. So just salvaging all the dead trees would be a first step, because now those are a dangerous firewood, and it's expanding and getting worse. And the Labor Day fires were a perfect example of what happens with an unmanaged forest, an east wind, and sources of ignition. And it's going to keep happening until we start cleaning up the dead wood. And there's jobs for thousands and thousands of people that need to be done, and it would create income for the homeless and housing for them as well.
Well, and I might have to admit that some of my language might actually point people in the wrong direction, because when I say the forest burns up, and in fact, in a typical forest fire, all that wood does not get consumed, but you've burned off the brush, you've killed the trees, they're now dead standing snags, and some of them, a lot of the wood is left, you could salvage it, but if you leave it standing there, it becomes even more susceptible to fire. Is that correct?
When the trees are green and they burn, they're full of water. And then when they're not salvaged, which has happened to hundreds of thousands of acres in Oregon now, thanks to these new rules of the last 30 years, they are standing firewood and they're full of pitch. So they go from being full of water to dead, and then mostly pitch, and they are really flammable, and they cast embers 1 and 2 miles in advance. So having a buffer or something of that nature doesn't help. They're like Roman candles, these snags, and we've got millions of them now. And yes, they were salvageable. If we'd gone in immediately and removed them, it would have created thousands of jobs, a lot cheaper lumber, and it would be a whole lot safer, not only for the people in adjacent communities and homes, but also for our wildlife that these folks say they're trying to protect.
And last quick question before we run out of time, Doctor, we could actually design the way it's cut so that it cuts the places most likely to catch fire or have the fire continue with the winds, and you could actually prevent fires by doing that.
Absolutely. And I want to make a quick plug. My newest anthology is called Western Oregon Wildfires, and you can get it on Amazon.
Very good. Dr. Zybak, it's always a pleasure to have you on. That's Dr. Bob Zybak, who's a forest scientist. Usually, he sparks at least one or two naysayers who want to say, no, we have to keep the forest so that they can burn every summer and we can choke on the smoke and the jobs are wiped out and the lumber is expensive and we'll import more stick lumber from Canada. No, that's a much better idea than actually using America's forest, which, by the way, you and I own just equally amount. You own the forest, I own the forest, and we're going to watch them burn because of bad management. Coming up, we'll talk about the weather aspect of this. You're listening to the Lars Larson Show and the Radio Northwest Network.